White House, Utterly Disrespectful of Jen Psaki to Deride the Power of Prayer. By Nick Gilbertson on August 28, 2025. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt ripped her Biden-era predecessor, Jen Psaki, over her tasteless comments casting thoughts and prayers in the immediate aftermath of the Minneapolis school shooting as meaningless. Psaki took to X on Wednesday morning to attack prayer and Americans of faith in the aftermath of the Annunciation Catholic school shooting in Minneapolis, Minnesota, in which the alleged shooter, transgender male Robert Westman, killed two young children and wounded 17 others. Prayer is not freaking enough. Prayers does not end school shootings. Prayers do not make parents feel safe sending their kids to school. Prayer does not bring these kids back. Enough with the thoughts and prayers, Psaki wrote. Leavitt was asked about the former Biden White House press secretary turned MSNBC host's comments during Thursday's press briefing. I saw the comments of my predecessor, Ms. Psaki. And frankly, I think they're incredibly insensitive and disrespectful to the tens of millions of Americans of faith across this country who believe in the power of prayer, who believe that prayer works, and who believe that in a time of mourning like this when beautiful young children were killed while praying in a church, it's utterly disrespectful to deride the power of prayer in this country, she said. I would encourage Ms. Psaki to pray for these families themselves, who need it right now more than ever, she added. CNN's Dana Bash also bashed the concept of prayer in the aftermath of the shooting on Wednesday. I mean, he's expressing something that I know you feel and most people feel, which is a combination of sadness but rage, Bash told Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, regarding Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey's, D, comments scoffing at prayer. Forget about thoughts and prayers. These kids were literally praying when they were murdered through a church window, Bash said.